Hi, it's Russ Sallow, and I'm the owner of GPS to Go.
Tell me a little bit about GPS to go.
GPS to Go, we help business owners, fleet managers, anybody that has people and vehicles on the road, better understand where my people are, when did they start for the day, when did they finish, speeding, idling, going out of bounds. We're a GPS telematics provider. We sell a product from Ottawa, and we work with a company out of Oakville, Ontario, Geotab, who, real Canadian success story and the largest telematics provider of its kind in the world now.
When did it start?
So I started the company, oh God, about 23 years ago, I think. I was working for a wonderful gentleman, and as times were changing, I came across this GPS tracking idea. I made a cold call to CTV News in Toronto, and I asked them, "How do you know where your news vans are when they're out on the road?" And the gentleman said, "I really have no idea." And I said, "What if I had a GPS tracking system you could put in the van and you could see where they are?" Well, long story short, they ended up buying $28,000 worth of it. And 6 months later, CBC in Toronto got wind of it. They bought $10,000 of it. And I was off to the races. I started selling the product full time and never looked back.
Tell me a little bit about your customers.
Well, anyone really, it can be construction, it can be delivery. We even have a company that delivers dentures, as an example. We do all of the vehicles for the Canadian nuclear plant up in Chalk River. So we do all of their in-house vehicles. We've done vehicles for people that are delivery, anything on the road, big trucking companies, construction, landscape, HVAC. It really varies. And we have 1,800 customers right across the United States and Canada.
Give me your thoughts on buying local. Is it important to you?
Absolutely. I'm a 12-year member of the board of directors of the Ottawa Better Business Bureau. And with that, we always are looking to help make the business community in Ottawa and the surrounding area better, work with those people, network with those people. They need our help, and it's your friends and your neighbors, people that you can rely on, where you're not getting, some pushy salesperson from far away who really, has no skin in the game when it comes to your well-being.
Makes a lot of sense. What does it mean to you to be Canadian?
Well, I was born in North York, Ontario, and grew up outside of Sudbury in a little town called Isilda. And I'm the son of a Sudbury nickel miner. So I don't think it gets much more Canadian than that. I grew up playing little hockey at the rink, Canadian Army cadet, and drove one of those yellow and black bubble cab Bombardier snowmobiles all around the Sudbury area growing up. We have, I think, a different attitude in the world than a lot of other places. When we travel and people find out you're Canadian, you see their shoulders drop and they're less, less tense. They're like, "Oh, somebody, that I think is going to be polite, have decorum, somebody who's, reasonable, so things like that." I mean, family values, and having a good standing in the world is what I think it means.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Has your business been affected by what's going on with the US tariffs?
Well, currently, I mean, it's early May right now. We really haven't seen anything affect us. Much like during the COVID pandemic, companies that have vehicles on the road, they still need to make deliveries. They still need to know where they are. We were very, very blessed during COVID that our business didn't have really any downturn. And currently we're planning for the same kind of thing, but our products are already landed in Canada. They're made in Canada. Any of my US customers, we do have a US warehouse in Nevada where I can ship within the lower 48. So I don't have to worry about the product crossing the international border. So we're very lucky that way.
One other thing, and I was thinking, just as a journalist who loves stories, are there any examples of the tracking device? Have you solved any crimes, or
Oh,
was there any major things that have happened?
awesome question. So this is very interesting. I can name several, but in Toronto, one of my good customers that does elevator repair, They had one of their technicians, a man in his 50s, went out and left from home with the company truck to go to the first job site. They couldn't reach him on his cell phone. They couldn't reach him on his cell phone for more than a couple of hours. They were able to see where he was with the GPS tracking that was in his vehicle. They sent somebody down and found him having cardiac arrest. And because of that, they saved his life. And they gave me a lovely testimonial video for all of that.
Wow, that's fascinating stuff. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to chat.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Yourself, have a great day.